Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are joined right now by forensic psychologist Kate Walinga. We are talking about Rex Huerman, the alleged Gilgo Beach killer, Long Island serial killer. Kate, I got to ask you, from a psychological standpoint, this man was an architect, likely made okay money at the very least, doing what he did. And then we take a look at his home, and it's a stark contrast to his professional identity and I guess what one would expect out of someone who lives their life professionally, designing buildings, designing spaces aesthetically as a architect, the home in utter disrepair. Does this tell us anything about his psyche?
For one thing, architects don't, it's one of these jobs that has this sort of cachet to it, but it's not as high income as we might expect. It was a dual income household, so sure, there was money coming in the capitalist hellscape in which we live. Sometimes you're either house poor or cash poor. And so choosing not to put a whole lot into your house could be as simple as they wanted more in the bank account than they wanted to invest in real estate. It also could be that he didn't want contractors and the like on site for fear of either messing with his stuff or finding things he didn't want found.
Now there, I think, may be more where it lies with Rex. I don't know. We obviously don't know his finances for sure. Certainly, I totally understand where you're coming from there on the finances. I just wonder if keeping the home in that shape not always requires a lot of money. It more so requires time, an investment of time and care into one's own habitat, if you will. And it seems like there was a level of depravity there, a level of not caring for that property, seeing what we've been seeing lately, the layers in which we're learning that he's had there. What do you make of the findings that they're coming across now of the soundproof room, of whatever they're finding in the backyard, possibly a pit, possibly a grave, and all of these things right underneath the nose of so many people, including his wife, children, neighbors, all of that, and being able to hide that for so long?
None of us really typically believe that our neighbor is actually a serial killer. Like, there's a guy who lives 2 doors down from me that we all refer to as Strange Raymond. And sure, as much as we all think he's an odd guy, I don't believe he's a serial killer. And if it were to come out that he is, I would be mind blown on that. And so, like, the human capacity for weirdness is pretty big.
Sure.
And we don't tend to go to the worst case scenario. Look, I'm a podcaster. I have a soundproof room.
Sure.
And so that you can come up with excuses for things. My kids are a little bit older now, but we have a approximately 6 foot by 4 foot pit in my backyard right now that is from their old sandbox, and we've disassembled that and set up a garden on the other side of the yard. But at this point, we haven't completely demolished where the sandbox is. There's fresh earth right there. Like, that's not a great look if you're looking for suspicious activity. So it becomes one of those, if all of this happened overnight, then yeah, it's weird and scary and what's wrong with this guy. But when it happens a little at a time here and there, and he has a good story, and if you look at the timeline for the crimes, at least three of the murders that he's been accused of, and I know he's only been charged for three as of time of recording.
Yep.
But he's going to be charged with a fourth, at least, I believe.
Yep.
And at least three of them were times when his wife was out of town. And that becomes pretty easy to say, oh, yeah, no, I just moved some stuff because you were out of town. I just did this thing because you were traveling. Or she may not even really notice. And the neighbors could be like, yeah, that's just strange Rex.
Yeah.
He just does these things. And Rex, what were you doing out in your backyard the other night? Oh, I was digging around because I wanted to get rid of some roots from an old tree that was there. I don't know. Just, you come up with something that it's a strange explanation, but you come up with an explanation and your neighbors just go, okay.
Yeah. And you don't really want to know a whole lot more sometimes when you're the neighbor. Not that everyone's like suspecting they're killing people, but it's just, okay, you're weird. I have more to do in my life than focus on your weirdness.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.